Bonjour tout le monde.
Hello everyone. Let's please get started, and you can come in front of the room. We're already late starting. We lost 5 minutes. We're 5 minutes late, so please, we want to stop on time, finish on time. So please move to the front of the room.
As possible. And we have people participating remotely. It's very important when we want to speak to mention our names.
Good afternoon, colleagues, fellow Africans. My name is Lucky Masilela. May I extend the warm invitation to you all. And we are quite excited that you have been able to make it. And I want to say that if you do notice, this event this year has more time, which is important. But we don't have a lot of time, but it has been allocated more time. And number two, we have translators, so we can be able now to assemble together as Africans in one room and discuss our issues. We do not need to be having separate sessions going on. And I hope this is the beginning of a good thing, getting us to work together as Africans. And to be able to sit under one roof and address our issues that are pertinent to us all. That is my first opening remark. My next opening remark, I want to take this opportunity also to thank you all. The race is not yet over, but it is proper for me to thank you for the support that you have given us in the application of .Africa. You never gave up. In difficult moments, and in the last few days we've had a lot of congratulations, which we really appreciate, and you were also asking, when are we going live, when is .Africa coming? .Africa is here. We are just having a last hurdle of the steeplechase race. You know, when you run the steeplechase race, there are a number of hurdles you go through, and we are going through hopefully the last hurdle. We are at a point whereby when the board on the 3rd of this month set and resolved that the delegation of .Africa must go ahead and they authorize the president and CEO of ICANN to delegate .Africa. And the lights were almost going green when on the 4th, suddenly, there was a temporary restraining order that was issued that prohibited the delegation of .Africa. And we are at a point where there is a court case that has been set for the 4th of April, where all merits regarding the case will be discussed. And we hope if the coin falls in our direction, we should be able to get the delegation going and we'll have .Africa ready, up and running. We were hoping we'll be celebrating, but we are ready to celebrate. I'll show you what we're planning to do, some of us.
If you look at what I have, that is me. So this is one of the things that I say, keep hope alive, and we'll keep hope alive, and we will get this thing right. On that note, again, a warm welcome to all of you. We have our agenda on the wall for you to see, and as you note, we want to get you out of here at 5 o'clock, and so that some of us who want to powder our noses and prepare ourselves, put on our best shoes, for the gala dinner. You should be in time to do all of the above in preparation for the gala dinner. So whatever we do and whatever you do, we should be cognizant of the time. Now, on that note, I'm going to ask Sally. Let me start with Pierre. I hope Pierre has something to say briefly. Then after that, I'm going to ask Sally to make her brief remarks. Thank you.
Thanks, Lucky, and very good afternoon to everyone here. Thanks again for coming here for our traditional exchange, you know, on the Africa strategy. And, of course, we do our best to keep you informed, but also to keep you informed on progress, but also hopefully to hear from you what are your expectations and what can we still do together, way forward. So, of course, you'll be hearing more details on what we were able to achieve. We'll be highlighting briefly some of the project that we are starting, and some of our partners here. So they'll be having 1 or 2 minutes to really provide some feedback on what we've been doing with them. Of course, I want to thank ICANN leadership, who is here with us. We have a board member, Mike, on the other side. Then we have Tarek Kamel. Then we have Sally. They'll have an opportunity to quickly address us. And also we have our partners here who also we'll be hearing from. So without any further ado, I think we can just proceed, because as you said, Chair, we don't have much time here. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you again. I think we are on time at 1600 to hand over to Sally. And yes, your showman. You're welcome.
Thank you, Lucky. Bon après-midi, tout le monde.
Hello, everyone. It is great. This is wonderful to be here. This is absolutely great, and that's all the French I know.
Unless we're in a restaurant, in which case I'll start again. I'm so pleased that we're here in this city to have this meeting. It's been an amazing meeting, actually. This is, as you may know, I don't know if you are aware of this, but we're looking at the statistics in real time of the delegates that are at the meeting, and we now have over 2,300 people that have registered for this meeting. This is far and away the largest meeting we've ever had in Africa. Do we have Aziz here? I can't see Aziz. So our hosts have done a wonderful job, and I think they're going to top that off with a gala tonight, which I'm sure will be a wonderful celebration of all that is great about Marrakesh. But the second thing I wanted to tell you was that we have nearly 900 delegates who have registered, who have described themselves as being from Africa. I'm very proud of that figure. So this tells me something. Two things. It tells me that Africa needs ICANN, and Africa needs ICANN to be in Africa. And it also tells me that this guy and his team and every one of you in this room who work with us, that we're doing something right. Because this is a huge change. And I think that it's so satisfying to see this kind of progress. And you've all worked very, very hard, very patiently, for now nearly 4 years with us as a team to start to deliver these kinds of changes in attitude and awareness. So I really want to thank you, because we do get paid to do this, but most of the people in this room do this for free and because they want to. And this is really something amazing, and you should be very proud of yourselves. But it's early days. Pierre says to me at every meeting he chairs, he looks sad. And he's a happy guy, you know, most of the time. And he says, there is so much to do in Africa. There is so much. We have so much more to do. Now, ICANN cannot and should not do everything. There are many problems in the internet space in Africa around access and broadband pricing and issues of this type that are not ICANN's remit. But there are many things that we have access to, different kinds of resources, whether that be translations, meeting resources, problem-solving teams, policy development skills that we can provide. And I just wanted to let you know that we now have a structure inside the staff at ICANN where I lead a team with David Olive. Do any of you know David? He's the head of policy support at ICANN. And David and I lead a team which coordinates all the staff departments that act in what we call community-facing services. This is a very diverse group of capabilities. And the task of that team is to make sure that we have left no stone unturned to think cleverly in a joined-up way about how we support you in Africa and your colleagues around the world to progress this important work of better, more informed, more impactful policymaking at ICANN. So I hope that you will all take advantage of that. We are doing everything we can to try and remove silos and to try and make sure that every dollar that we have, every man hour that we have, is being used in the most productive way to try and help you to deliver progress. So I hope that's a helpful message. Do keep in touch with us. You know how to find us. And let us know, you know, as we go along, if there are more things we can do to help. Thank you.
Thank you, Sally. Thank you so much. And again, you know, it's only a joy that there is so many participants that came to Morocco. So it's been worth the wait, you know, that we had one false start. So this one was more important. I thank you for that. You know. And I'm happy my colleague Aziz put this together. Where is Aziz? You know, he's somewhere there celebrating, I'm told. Yes, without further ado, let me ask Tarek to make his remarks. Thank you, Tarek.
Thank you very much, Lucky, and good afternoon, everybody. I'm very glad to see here many friends and colleagues while we are in Africa, in the African session. To add and complement to what Sally has mentioned on a government level as well, we have a record number of delegations. Just wanted to share with you some statistics. At the GAC, we have 40 African members, countries, and special economies at the time being. 31 were present in the high-level government meeting, either on a ministerial level or a head of regulator or whatever. Also, on Sunday afternoon, we had with Fadi and Steve Crocker a meeting with the African ministers and stakeholders, and there was a huge attendance and very a useful dialogue for about the African strategy and the future of the African strategy. So the African stakeholders are here in high numbers, in governments, from civil society, as well as from business and young people as well. This message also coincides with the message that ICANN is going through a transition. The transition is not the IANA transition that has been yesterday ratified by or supported by the GAC and within today and the last day by other constituencies, but a transition also in the governance structure of ICANN. The governance structure of ICANN is changing, and the community is going to be empowered more and more. This will not happen in 1 month or 2 months. It will take a longer period and a longer time. And I hope and urge you all that you participate as much as you can. And Pierre definitely will help to lead that, but we will all also be pushing that in the new governance structure of ICANN in the empowered community, making sure that African voice is heard and African voice is reflected in the different constituencies. This new structure is a new model that the transition has proposed for the post-transition era and for the independence of ICANN. But in order for this new model to gain legitimacy, it needs participation, global participation from global community. And without Africa, I don't think that we can claim that this global participation and legitimacy is there. So we had another wave of opportunity in participation of ICANN beside the policy making process that Sally has mentioned, and beside the conventional methods that we have known over the years. We have now, with the new community empowered mechanism and the new government's mechanism, please look at it and be a part of it. And it is not that difficult. I want to give just a couple of examples. We have seen for this time in the CCWG about accountability, African young people active that are really role models. Some of them are here with us in the room. They were very active, very dedicated, very focused on the list, and a great example of the younger generation of African participating in the new governance model and the future of ICANN. Fiona Asonga is an example, and she is with us in the room. Soan is also an example. Tireless, dedicated, focused on the list, really chatting and arguing on the highest level of argumentation with experts on different parts of the world about the future of Africa. This makes Africa gain respect, and the African younger generation also gains respect about their future. So, and makes them really an active part in the new structure that is there. So from my point of view, we have another opportunity with this transition and this change to participate. Let's not miss us. Let's let our voices heard, make effect, and participate in the change that is going to happen at ICANN within the next 3 or 4 years while we move forward. It is not without reason that we have 161 governments participating at ICANN. 40 out of them are coming from Africa as such. So I think that the channels are open and the opportunities are open. Africa has the motivation and has the calibers. We are just going to handheld them as much as we can and provide them with the opportunities to participate. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tarek. Thank you so much. Yes, we need to stand up to our challenges, and the continent needs to behave in a manner that it is ready to stand up on its own, and those hands that are facing upwards almost all the time begging need to turn the other way around and begin to start giving. We are a continent full of potential, and we need to live up to those potentials. And if I may then move on with my agenda, we have now the Africa strategy update. Yawovi and Bob Ochieng will take us through the presentation. And I think that will trigger some questions and excitement about what is happening going forth.
Thank you very much, Chair. My name is Yaovi Atum from the African team. So I'll be presenting with Bob Ochieng, and to let you know, so we have the presentation available on the conference website. So we'll be brief so that you can have time to ask questions. So as you can see on the first on the screen, we'll mainly talk about the project, and then what was a great achievement during the fiscal year 16, which is a period from July 2015 to June 2016. So then the last part will be to give you more information about the Africa Engagement Center. The Africa strategy, to remind that this story started since the ICANN meeting in Dakar, ICANN 42 in 2011. And then in 2012, the strategy started with a group composed by people from various stakeholders. And we have the Africa team staff started in 2013, and then this strategy was revised in Mauritius in 2014. So to align it to the new ICANN strategy. So mainly when we talk about ICANN strategy in Africa, we have two major objectives. The first one is to transform the DNS and internet industry in Africa. That is very important. That is the first area. And the second one is to promote awareness and meaningful participation in ICANN by African various stakeholders. So those were the two main objectives of the Africa strategy. Oh, so as I said before, during the 3 years, the main gain we can talk about, we have more visibility of ICANN in Africa. So that is something we can say have been done, also important. And then we started the DNS forum in Durban, and then last year we had the fourth edition. Here in Marrakech at Hotel Pullman. So this one also is now a tradition, the DNS Forum, which is very important. And then at the last meeting in Marrakech here, we see that the next one should be a place where we have everybody, all the stakeholders, not only something that is for a technical community. And then now also what we have been doing during the past 3 years is the communication aspect. So we were using mailing lists, webinars to communicate with the community. And also we had a website, and currently we are working on a new project to have a better communication through the web with the community. We had also one topical workshop in Benin on intellectual property issues. And then we plan to have another one topical workshop this year in Zimbabwe in May. So we'll share the information. Something also important is the LROOT instance deployment in Africa. So now we have seen a lot of interest from countries, from organizations, from universities, from private sectors. So it's a good sign in Africa. And then we had like in Tanzania, in Mauritius, in Seychelles, and the one in Morocco also went live last week. And one will be also live certainly during this month in Madagascar. And then you can see also some people, some countries like Gabon, Burkina Faso. So now ICANN is receiving requests for most of the countries to host the NEL route, which is very important. The DNS roadshow, we see 12 here, it is 14 in reality. Now we have done the roadshow. And what is important in this roadshow project is that the first day is not technical, it's for all the community. And we are doing awareness the first day, and the second day is for a technical community. And the last day, we focus on a plan with the CC country, CCTLD registry. And the result is that we see now a lot of interest, and people say that it is a must for the DNSSEC deployment. So during this first fiscal year, we have seen like Zambia, Botswana, and then we have also like a country probably is going to sign his own next week. So we have seen a lot of interest and progresses from African CCTLDs. So the project helping on that is the DNS roadshow from the Africa strategy. Also to help in the awareness, we have done special campaign in many countries where we had sessions, especially to talk about what is the ENA function, what the transition about, and how we can have a contribution from the community participation. So we try to organize special sessions in many countries. One project very important is the DNSSEC exchange program. This year especially, we are able to have two interns from African registrars to Canada. So they went to Canada to share experience with that registry. And then so we have also the Intra-Africa program. And our colleague Jawa will talk about this. And then we have over 300 people who have attended a workshop now on DNS business entrepreneurship. So that is also something very important. We have now a table, and then I will let my colleague Bob Osheng to continue the presentation. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Yaovi. My name is Bob Ucheng. I'm based in Nairobi, and together with Yaovi and Pierre, so far it's as a big team of three for Africa. I think Yaovi has kind of highlighted in very high level the major things that we are trying to do, and I might skip the rest of the slides that are trying to go into detail on each of those projects. But I think it is important to note that there has been some progress. In Dublin, the question from the community was, so what has been the progress? I mean, how can we tell the difference between your involvement before you started and after these 3 years? And I think we need to commend, for example, some of these countries that have since then joined GAC, for example. Africa today is doing around 65% to 70% GAC participation and membership. I think there's room for improvement. So that's why I thought we need to highlight some of these countries and encourage the countries that are really yet to join us to really take the initiative. You might be interested to know that today Africa occupies one of the vice chairs of the GAC. So I think we are moving in the right direction. And I can see the vice chair is around. Those countries that have also, out of the DNSSEC project, have gone ahead and signed their zones, I think we need to applaud them and really encourage the rest of our CCTLDs to do the same. One of the projects, as Yavi mentioned, is an exchange program. Of course, our focus, as was highlighted, was to look at the business. And to do the business, we must help this community understand the business. So we've been trying from entrepreneurship workshops to exchange programs with the, established registries. And the effort is really meant to revive the DNS business in Africa. We hope in a few more years this should begin to show results. ICANN is working around the world, and I think that this just shows the different offices that currently we have in Africa, around the world, and you could see that Africa was still missing in that map, and I think this has been common knowledge now that we'll soon be in Africa. So I think it's a good step, one of the few developments that I think we can celebrate today. So the rest of the slides, I would encourage you to really download them from the online page. For those who don't know where Kenya is, so that's where Kenya is. That's where the office is supposed to be. And it's on 17th floor. And we did this so that I can see Cape Town from Nairobi. So it's very strategic again. And the focus will be really to help us engage with institutions in Africa. Looking ahead, of course, engagement will still be key. Participation from different constituencies and communities in Africa is still key for us. And, of course, we'll still really focus more on capacity building from the technical perspective as well as the business perspective. We don't have it is not all smooth. We have a number of challenges, as has been highlighted by Sally before. So these are just some of them, including having more business community and more government actually join us. So this will be some of our focus in the coming months. So I'll stop there, and thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Bob and Yaovi. We'll take questions later on, but we've noted. I want to ask, before I hand over to the next speaker, I want to ask Mike brief comments, remarks. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you to the previous presenters. I think there are a couple of things that need to be said. The first is that the African strategy was a blueprint for the other regional strategies in that it was prepared by the community. That obviously has some massive benefits, but there are also some issues because when it comes to implementation, ICANN has to share implementation with the community and we're not always in lockstep. And one of the things that we need to do is to start reevaluating and assessing and making sure that there's a little bit more congruency between what the community wants and what ICANN is able to deliver, because we don't want to get to a situation of unmanaged or unfulfilled expectations. So expect that as a process that's going to continue on a semi-regular basis going forward to make sure that we're all in sync, that it wasn't just a one-off outreach and policy that then gets locked in without any edits and amendments. The second thing I wanted to say is that there's been a huge respect that Africa has generated, as Tariq mentioned, in terms of the eloquent and wise contributions that have come from some of the African participants in the ICG and CCWG processes. And that's greatly appreciated. And I really think they do us as Africa proud when they contribute. And I would encourage others as well, not just to be silent participants, but to attend, observe. And when you feel comfortable, and if you're not yet feeling comfortable, feel free to ask us for a hand or for some advice or for some guidance, but to actually then participate, because through their actions and their efforts, Africa is getting a voice, and we need more voices, not just silent observers. And I really think that's been a very beneficial situation over the last couple of months. The last thing is that there's been a lot of arm wrestling in the CCWG process and elsewhere in terms of the actual mission of ICANN and ICANN's remit and what is in and outside of mission. And some of the things that we're talking about here are skating on the edge, and they're there because the community asked for it, but there are a number of questions. For example, is there a DNS industry? You know, who actually makes money out of selling names? And the answer is not that many people. Most of the people make money out of selling services, and names are just a small component of those services. There may be the flyer that brings you in through the door, or there may be an add-on when you've got people tied in. At the same time, I think that Africa presents a wealth of opportunities, because there are some opportunities that are available to us as Africans that are not available to the big international players. And the one in particular is localization of services. And the second critical one is payments, because there are many Africans who struggle with international payments. And I think that we need to, as Africans, try and understand what ICANN can do. And ICANN's role really is a facilitator, because there are many players out there who'd love to do business in Africa but don't have the local partners or don't have the understanding of the local market. And I think that we can really help facilitate that. And there are a number of programs. Akram is busy with a certification program for back-end registry operators. There are other similar programs that I think will go a long way so that ICANN is a marketplace, a facilitator where people can come, learn, and make introductions that they can then commercialize, having understood the processes within ICANN, but obviously that commercial approach is not within our hands. And I would encourage you to give further input, because that's my view and my vision. It's not necessarily yours. And if my understanding of what ICANN does and what ICANN should be is different from yours, then we need to have that conversation and that engagement so that we can ensure that we're on the same page. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayank. Thank you so much. Much appreciated those comments. Very helpful. Yes, let's proceed. And I would like to leave more time for you colleagues to be able to engage and ask questions. So the presentations that you'll be seeing now are just going to be setting the scene, whetting your appetite so that you can be able to engage with the presenters. Now, an experience from Tunisia, from .tn, Yahwer, please, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Chair. I think that your French is better than my English, so I prefer to switch to French, please.
We had the pleasure and great honor to welcome the first exchange program between CCTLDs, between African CCTLDs, that occurred in February, on the 8th of February, 2016. And what we did is we covered five countries. I think that I see here Hadja, who was involved in this program. And I do believe somebody else is here. Raise your hand if you are here. So we had Burkina Faso, Cameroon, Ivory Coast, Madagascar, I believe, and Gabon. So this program presented six main points: the DNS industry, as well as DNS management, or domain name management. They also studied the charter that has to do with legislation, good practices. And we also had a presentation on the .tn platform, the Tunisian platform. We also had a discussion on technical platforms from each CCTLD, the strengths and weaknesses. And there were some recommendations that came out of that. So those discussions were actually very fruitful. They touched on all of the best practices, all of the management tools. And we had access to the tools. We were able to compare the tools so that we might be able to do better, be more efficient. We also worked on the NIC management, the Network Information Center management, and any tool that might enable for a better management of the NIC. We also worked on the agreement between registries and registrars. We were able to consider legal aspects of the agreement. And then also, we were able to work on regulation issues as far as dispute resolutions and so forth. We also took a lot of pictures, actually. And so this program was very useful for all of the participants involved. It was a great exchange of ideas. And in the end, we went to a data center. We visited the center. It was a little bit away from the capital. But this data center was a high-level operation, and it is also a registration center. So they were able to see what was done there, as well as the tools that are used in the center. So that's my feedback. I think it was an excellent experience for LATI and for anybody who was able to participate. There were a lot of discussions, a lot of exchanges of ideas. It was very constructive. LATI still remains open to other exchange programs. And we would be very happy to welcome more of these programs. So what we would like to propose, because we have this opportunity today, is to launch an excellent center in French specialized in the domain name industry. So this is a proposal that I would like to put forward today. And I do hope that we will have some response to that. Thank you very much for your attention.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. Much appreciated sharing that experience on your program there in Tunisia and in supporting the other countries. Next, I want to welcome our guest who just walked in, and he will be leaving us in ICANN. I think he wants to sing. Do you want to sing?
I have an okay voice. I can sing.
May I ask, just as you prepare your notes, to ask Haja, Nelly, Rashida, and Mary to come up to my right of this seating. And Fadi, your remarks to the African community.
Thank you, Lucky. It's amazing to me that the first meeting I had with you, we were, how many people, Mary? We were maybe 20? Yeah, in a room with George Sadowski and myself. Were you there, Tara, in that room? Yeah. And it was a rough meeting. It was not a happy meeting. I was very shocked by how unhappy the African community was with ICANN. It was really my first day at ICANN as an incoming CEO. I did not know what I'm getting into. They said, please go into this room. You're African. Meet the African community. I had no idea what to face. And the African community was very disappointed and very looking for a very different ICANN. And I look at this room today, and I look at Pierre and what we achieved in Africa. I look at the difference people like Fiona and Mary and others have made in the journey of ICANN in the last 4 years. I look at the number of GAC members. Up to 40 African countries out of 54 are on the GAC now. Really, 31 of which here in Marrakesh. And the list goes on. Now, for those who know me well, I will be direct. I'm not happy yet. There's more to do. You know, this is like a garden. My wife is a gardener, you know that, and I always use garden analogies. You know, it takes time. First you have to get the soil to be rich and ready. Then you have to condition it, and you have to let it rest. Then you plant the seeds, and you make sure the seeds survive. It takes time. Trees don't grow in a day. But we have planted many seeds, and I see roots starting to take over in Africa for ICANN, with the latest one being our first engagement center on the African continent in Kenya. But more is to be done. So my only ask of you today, as I leave this wonderful community, is to please... So I will leave this... I'm still CEO, so I can make some decisions, okay? We're going to start immediately phase two of the African regional strategy, which means we need to immediately after this meeting, Pierre, start the planning of bringing back the community together with all the great people that I see here, me, everyone, all of you, and a lot of the new people, and do two things. First, assess how did we do with the first phase. I think it's important to do that. We said we will do all these things. How did we do? What is our grade? Do we get an A or do we get a D? You know, let's go through that. And then secondly, let's start building the roadmap for the next 3 years. Let's put a nice roadmap there. This way, if there is a roadmap, we know where we're going. We can measure how we're doing. And we can budget for it in ICANN. Because ICANN, for the first time now, has a five-year budgeting planning cycle. We didn't used to do that. We used to do it every year. Every year. It was like reinventing everything every year. But now if we give ICANN either a 3 or 5 year view of what Africa needs, we can start embedding it into our operating plan. And it doesn't become a fight every year. And my last thing to share with you, to ask you, besides phase two of the regional strategy in Africa, please understand how you will be part of the new ICANN. Don't wait till it's too late. So sit down with our staff and say, okay, how will the GNSO change? How will the board structure change? How will decision-making change? That's very important. And how does, where is Africa active? Where should Africa be active? What things we can influence? How do we influence them? The African community needs, you're going to be 2 billion people in this continent in 2050. 2 billion people. A lot of the growth of the world economy will come from Africa this time around, because many economies are topping out. Africa is a growth continent. Your voice is important. So please make sure you are participating, you find out how to participate, and it doesn't have to be a grand plan. We can start small, just go in. And I quite frankly can tell you, when you meet, for example, with the Chinese community, they plan this. They have a 10-year plan. In 1 year, we're going to put this name for this position. In 2 years, we're going to make sure we have enough engineers who understand this, so they're for the ESSAC. They plan it. Now, I know we're 54 countries, but we're one community here. This group of people here doesn't need governmental powers to make decisions. We're here. So please do it. Make sure our voice is in the process. We have no one to blame if in 5 years major policies are made and we say Africa's left out. Well, our responsibility. Please do it. And then finally, just thank you. Thank you to all of you. I see many faces I know and many new faces. Thank you for your kindness to me. Thanks for accepting me as an African, even though I only lived 8 months of my life in Africa. But my parents are from this continent. My brothers are born on this continent. And my children in California feel that this is where their roots are. So my young son just left California to go to Africa, spend time to feel Africa, understand Africa. Just he wanted to do that. So this is very important to me personally, to see you all here and to see the great participation of the African community. The digital economy is going to be very big for Africa. And we want our children to live in a safe and prosperous digital space. And all space is now digital. Digital is not another space. That's why I don't like the word cyberspace. There's no separate cyberspace anymore. All space is cyber. Health, education, technology, governing, everything is affected by the space. I shared that number with you. Today we have 15 billion things other than these. Things like sensors, plants. In Dubai, plants talk to the network to demand water when they're thirsty. 15 billion sensors talk to the internet today. Stanford University predicts that by 2030, 15 years from now, do you know how many things will talk to the internet? 100 trillion things will talk to the internet. The world will be networked. Africa will be networked. Therefore, we need to be ahead of the curve as Africans. I wish you luck. All the best to all of you. I hope I meet you again here or in other fora. But we're on the same journey. We're on the same journey. All the best to you. Thank you.
I know, Fadi, you are running away. May I ask you to join the ladies in the center space of the room, and they will address you. Thank you.
I'm ready to join ladies anytime.
Yes, the mic.
Okay. It's okay.
Of course. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Fadi, for coming. I know the first day you started with us, with I Can, you made it known to us that Africa was part of your, is there in your heart, and we can see it happen. This number of people you can see today was not the number we had, but thanks to all that you have done, Accra, Tariq and Mike, we are grateful for all that has happened to us in ICAN. He has said it all, we are respected. But we want to tell you that we respect you as our king, and we have a cap for you. You may have to wear, can the girls dress him up? This is from West Africa, and yep. That's it. Okay. Wow. Apart from that, we have a little dress here, which we'd like you to remember that Africa is an African dress. Wear it whenever you want to be African.
An African dress?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Wow. All right. No, we are not wearing it now. Okay? Then, you've been coming to ICAN without our sister, who is your wife. I want to adjust this to the...
I want to be an adjusted king.
Okay. All right. Now, this is for her. When you wear your own, she should also wear her own for Africa. Remember that we are there. And in your new world, don't forget us.
De rien. Merci. I assure you that I don't need to wear anything to wear Africa. Really, Africa is in my heart. It really is. Thank you.
I would like to add a word, Fadi. Do you know what we call the Fadi show at ICAN? Well, the Fadi show is when we open on Monday, when you get rid of your suit and you just with your shirt and you talk to us. That's the Fadi show for us.
Okay. Thank you, colleagues. Thank you, Fadi, and good luck. Now, I'm going to continue, ask us to continue, and I'm going to be pushing and dragging you. Menyar Staki, can I ask you to give us your presentation in 3 minutes, sir, so that we can still have 5 minutes, or at the most, you know, from the members here. Thank you, sir. 3 minutes.
Thank you, Lucky. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is William Stuckey. I'm based in Johannesburg. I'm leading a team of a dozen Africans, not all of whom are in South Africa, under the name of the SACF, the South African Communications Forum, and we're doing a study for ICAN on the DNS market in Africa. We are doing this both quantitative and qualitative study, and we're looking at the ecosystems and the political issues, the economic factors, and even the technical factors, including DNSSEC, usage of DNSSEC and IPv6. We're using three main methods for this. We have some online questionnaires, which are available in four different languages at the moment: English, French, Portuguese, and Arabic. Initially, we targeted these at four different communities, but we've been asked during the course of this week to increase that. Originally, we were looking at registries, registrars, registrants, and regulators. We've also been asked to add resellers, IXP operators, and DNS service providers. So we're expanding the scope of our survey so that we will
get a better idea of the total number of the total picture. We estimate that there are about, we guess that there are about 3 million domain names that are in Africa or associated with Africa. We want to try and quantify that. We want to find out how many of them are within an African CCTLD or within a non-African GTLD. The second approach we're taking towards this is that we want to analyze zone files or databases that will provide us with information, provide us with lists of domain names which are associated with Africa, and we will analyze those to determine whether whether the name servers are African or otherwise, if there is a website, if a website exists, whether it's in Africa or hosted elsewhere, what language is the website in, and we will download the first page of those to enable further analysis. And in addition, we are still been talking for the past week to many people at the DNS forum and here, and we've been learning a great deal about it. We will make the outcome of the study of publicly available. There will be a draft that will be published towards the end of April by ICANN, and we will end up, we are aiming towards providing a DNS observatory for Africa so that we can, this kind of work can be carried out on an ongoing basis. If you'd like to get hold of us, please drop us a note, and if you'd like, at info@dnsafrica.study, that's info@dnsafrica.study, and tell us you'd like to help us, tell us that you'd like to share data with us, and you'd like to tell us how to do it. We're very happy to hear. Thank you.
Thank you. You really stuck to the 3 minutes. Now, may I ask Pierre Dungeneau to take us through the way forward and possibly, if there are any questions off-site and questions from the House, after Pierre has just made his quick presentation, triggering your minds, your thoughts. Pierre, your show.
Very much. I mean, I don't have much to add. The idea was to see now what's the way forward. You know, we've started a journey. Certainly, there are a few things that we were able to succeed, but we also know that there are still many things to actually do. One of the things we want to insist on is, you know, of course, community participation, which is quite important. How we do build strategic partnership, you know, within Africa and outside Africa, these are quite important to us if you really want to make any impact. Then, of course, we would like to be hearing, you know, from you. Of course, we do have webinars, we do have, you know, communication mechanism on the ground, but we really want to be hearing from you. Well, this study on the DNS market in Africa is crucial, is important to us, and I hope by the time we reach Africa Internet, you know, Summit, you know, Botswana, that we might have a few results, you know, to share there. I think it's important. I think I would like, if you allow me, to cite one or two, maybe if you could provide them with some few seconds or minutes to affiliates assisted us. They participated into this exchange program we have. And then intra-African one was with Tunis. We want to move forward. Affiliates around, I would like you to recognize them and, have their feedback on what they help us achieve before we enter into any questions and answers, please. And thank you.
Thanks. I think already we've invited Affiliates to come and make quick remarks.
Thank you very much. I'm Ram Mohan. I'm Executive Vice President and Chief Technology Officer at Affiliates. One of the most important things in a partnership is to understand what are the needs and try to see if there is a way from a private industry perspective to actually engage together. And that's exactly, so a year and a half ago when Pierre came to us and said, can we do an exchange program? Can we actually have people from who have an interest, a business interest, who are a registrar or who are in the business area in Africa, come to an advanced registry and learn and be embedded with the team? It was immediately obvious that we should do it. So we agreed to do that. We had last year, we had two interns come, and they had an absolutely wonderful time. And even more importantly, from the Afilias team, it was tremendous learning about the both the opportunities in Africa, but also the challenges that are there in Africa. For the interns, it was a multi-day program, not only inside of Afilias, but we also ended up helping them engage with a business incubator, with a DNS oriented area. We ended up having them work with Two Cows, a big registrar in Canada. They were embedded with CIRA.ca, the CCTLD registry in Canada. So there's a broad range of experience, and I really hope that more companies that are in this area engage in a similar manner. But it was a real privilege and an honor for us to be asked and to be able to partner. And we are absolutely open to do this, not just once in so many years, but to do this on a continuous rolling basis. Thank you very much.
A round of applause for Afilias. Good show. Thank you, sir. And then Pierre Drago. I would like to invite you just to a minute about this youth commission, and then I would want to throw it to the floor. If you can just talk a minute. Thank you, sir.
1 minute or 10 seconds? I can do it in 10 seconds. Je disais que je peux le faire en 10 secondes.
I can do it in 10 seconds because this is looking at the past and looking at the future. The past with the history of internet in Africa, for which we had a meeting with Isaac Aikan, Afrinik, and the pioneers that were present here. And Cameroon, we had in Cameroon, in the summit about internet in Africa, we'll do more. In order to build the future, we have to know what happened in the past. And I'm talking about the future, the youth in Africa, the young people. ICANN decided to have a new program. We already have the next-gen program, next generation. You know, the fellows, the ICANN fellows that enabled many young people to know more about ICANN and to be very knowledgeable about internet governance. ICANN decided to go in-country, and the priority will be given to Africa. Before the end of June, we're going to have 5 workshops in 5 African countries. This is a pilot phase. We're going to start in Côte d'Ivoire, Morocco, South Africa, Kenya, and Congo-Brazzaville. 2-day workshops that enable to get a lot of learning experience for those young people, those young leaders that are going to improve the quality of their services at the national level, and that is why we ask you all, every time we come to your country, please come and help out and train the young and new generation so that tomorrow we have a stronger development for the digital economy in Africa. I think I was pretty quick.
Kemel, a soldier. Colleagues, may I now ask you if you have any questions? We have 5 minutes to closing time, and the mic is out there. If you may go ahead and use the mic, I thank you. And ma'am, please do let us know if there are any remote questions. We are ready for the remote questions, if any. Mary, you have the show.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, and thank you, Pierre.
We know you, but can you introduce?
Mary Uduma, please. I'm sorry, from .ng. One thing I want to say is not a question; is just a suggestion or information. We in NERA, we have started what we call NERA Academy, where we are working with young people, training them, making sure they know about the domain name industry. So we need collaboration and partnership. We are suggesting that since we have difficulties in getting visas around Africa, those of us, since we have that academy in Nigeria, so those around West Africa could use that as a center of excellence for the domain name industry. industry development and studies. And on the other hand, I want us, by the time we are coming back to review our strategy, it will not just be that we will wait for ICANN to sponsor us to come here. We want our people to know business in domain name business in Africa. So any strategy, any program that would help us get to that point so that we'll be able to stand and say, look, I'm making business here, I make contribution, and I'll be able to fund myself to come here. I think that will be good for Africa. Thank you.
My name is Jameson Olufuye. I'm the chair of the Africa City Alliance, member of the business constituency, of course, based in Nigeria, Abuja. Well, I have one comment and two quick questions. And the first comment is to really appreciate Tariq and Pierre and the rest for the improvement we have in regard to GAC participation. But we have a gap with business participation, business users participation. There's a lot of focus on DNAs, registrars. How about the users? So the point is this. The users yesterday are the registries and registrars of today. So we need to also be concerned about them. Then the question. Thank you, Yavi, for the presentation. Yes, the outcomes are excellent. But it will be good. Maybe that will come in the second phase to match the outcome we have seen now, those excellent outcomes, with the KPI we had projected, say, 4 years or 5 years ago. Then lastly, some of us, or many of us, are not happy that the CEO is transiting, okay? But usually when CEOs leave, some key staff leave, and we have excellent support staff and key staff, so I hope they are not leaving. Are you leaving? So, anyway, that's it.
Hi, my name is Biran Gillen. I'm a former ALAC member. I just have two questions. The first question is, in a session yesterday, the DPRD, that's the Department of Public Responsibility in ICANN, they did a presentation on YouthCom, which is a new pilot program that works on capacity building in the IGF area. Within the regions, and they did a presentation within Africa. And we noticed that there were some regions that they chose, and I asked the question, how were these countries or these cities chosen for these events? And they said they hired a company to actually help them with identifying work that is being done in a DNS within these countries and in IGF and other areas. So what I want to know is, was the Africa team a part of coming up with these or identifying these cities? Because I think it's critical that we actually get input into things like this. Thank you.
Bonjour tout le monde.
Hello, everyone. My name is Youssouf Adawi from Chad, and I would like to ask a question regarding the transition, IANA transition, because during this meeting, ICANN 55, we talked a lot about that transition. So what is the African strategy vis-à-vis the IANA transition? Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm going to speak in French as well. I am Tijani Madoum. I am from Chad as well. And I am from the civil society of Chad. And just like the others, I would like to defend civil society, who does a lot of work which is not recognized enough. You know that if ICANN was a government or a country, we wouldn't be here and exchanging information the way we do it today. To change things, to bring a contribution, this is an excellent result of community work in associations, play a very important role in the civil society. And what I want to say today is that in our African ICANN strategy, the second point is awareness, bringing awareness and having a stronger participation of African everywhere at all level of ICANN. That's going to be done only if civil society contributes a lot. I mean that civil society has to be strong, has to participate to all activities, to have a strong strategy so that we have good results. We have to be closer to end users, and civil society is very close to end users. I'm going to ask you, at ISOC Chad, we do function as volunteers. We all volunteers. We do not ask for much. We ask for some partnerships, some support. I just wanted to say that to participate today, coming from Chad at the GAC, we also played a very important role to bring awareness. So, do you have any financing coming from ICANN to support civil society activities? How can we get them? Thank you very much.
Hello, everyone. I am Naulia, and I come from Central Africa. And I have been following the different presentations that have been done with great attention, and I would like to now ask a question about it. You put together training in internet governance in the different countries that you mentioned. So are those trainings specific to the country, or could other countries actually join those training workshops? Because as far as Central Africa, we would like to put together the Internet Governance Forum by May, and so we would like to know whether we could take part in those different trainings that would help us in putting together our forum that will occur in May.
Assalamu alaikum. I will ask my question in French. Je me nomme Hamid.
My name is Hamid Falifi. I am a president of an association of engineers here in Morocco, and I also work for the Minister of Youth and Sports. As far as our association goes, it gathers several engineers, several people who are part of the youth and other professionals, as well as people who work in IT. And I would like to know if there is a possibility to collaborate with ICANN so that ICANN might help us in our association. As far as knowledge, human resources, and training. So, for example, we can take care of welcoming people, but we would like to have ICANN's help with training. We would like to work over the year. We don't want to be waiting for different sessions or different meetings, ICANN meetings. So it would be a good thing to offer these things throughout the year. Thank you very much.
Of the nominating committee, I'm going to speak on my own behalf. 2,300 participants, out of which solely 900 from the African region. This doesn't happen every day. I want to thank our friend, my brother and friend, Mr. Aziz Ilari. He got a round of applause in the welcome ceremony. Another applause he got it in the ICAC, ELAC wrap-up meeting. Comme dit le français, jamais deux sans trois. Everybody, if we can give him a standing ovation. Thank you.
Okay. I think you'll be the last question or comment. Oh, yes, said nobody behind you then. That's it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Hello, my name is Mekha Mumin. I'm also with TFAIDN and with the Latin Generation Panel. I'm from the University of Cologne. I would just like to launch another call to the African user community and the African community within ICANN to join our efforts to come up with label generation rules for the root zone. We had already come up for such for the Arabic script, which have been launched. Currently, there are other scripts which are used in Africa, which are in the process of being developed, and we desperately need African input to those efforts. So we need people knowledgeable in Latin script, we need people knowledgeable in Ethiopic scripts and other possible scripts which might or may or may not be used in Africa. And unfortunately, also in the case of Arabic script, we already lacked representation by the African community, so we really look forward to further participation. Thank you very much.
Merci.
Thank you, Ali Hadji from Comores. We have just applauded Aziz. I know he was not the only one. There was a whole team, a whole continent that supported him for this project to get to the point where we are today. And what we need to notice is that when we arrived, everything was arranged so that we might be able to obtain visas. We know that when ICANN is organized, when ICANN meetings are organized elsewhere in other countries, we have issues to get visas. So could we, as an African community, talk to the board so that getting visas might be one of the things that is part of the package of the work that the host does for the meeting? Thank you. Thank you, all of you. Thank you for this ovation. Please do not thank me alone. It is a whole team that worked together, the NRT team, Hamila, Hishan, Tibel Daziz, Hafef, and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. You know, we all had a national committee where all of the Moroccan authorities were present. All of the government in Morocco was present. That's why it's a success. It is not me. I apologize. Of course, I did some work. I did part of the work, but everybody was there. I can cite all of the departments that were involved, but it would take a long time. All of the state, different areas were there, you know, Ministry of Tourism, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and so forth. We really did a lot of work as far as security because we were worried. Some people were worried anyways. But I would like to thank all of my colleagues, all of the leaders who also supported this application by Marrakesh that had to be delayed. But it was a great success. Thank you very much.
Aziz, thank you so much. And I don't know how you got it right with your team, but you did. And you still were able to respond to our emails. Oh, impeccable. May I then ask my colleagues here to tackle the questions that have been posed so far? I'll ask Tarek and Pierre, and on the training side, our colleagues, and how you chose those cities and what. Starting with you, Tarek, please.
Thank you very much, Chair, and I want to comment on two questions. The questions from our colleague here, how can Africa participate in the post-transition, post-IANA transition phase? I mean, the proposal is almost now ready and will be hopefully handed to the U.S. government soon. So this phase is over, but we still have the implementation and, more important, the new governance structure that will take care of really ICANN in its new shape. And this is where we have a golden opportunity, because things are reshaping and it's easier while things and governance structures and models are reshaping to inject new African bloods and to make sure that this is really happening. So we have a governance working group, internal management working group, Anne-Rachel from my team, whom you all know, Anne-Rachel and Mandy, Anne-Rachel, yes, from my team, and as such are taking care of the new governance structure. And we want to really make sure that our African friends, similar to the success that Suun and Fiona Asonga has done, are part of the new governance structures in the future while we are moving forward, not only on the GAC level, but also in the different constituencies and in the decision-making process and policy-making process. Concerning the activities, I think it is time to assess, as Fadi has said, phase one of the African strategy that started in the summer 2012 in a bottom-up process, and AFRINIC hosted us at that time in Mauritius. And after 4 years, I think it's high time to make an assessment and start phase two. And it coincides with the transition and with the new governance model that we are talking about. For the gentleman Hamid from Morocco, from the civil society, I can, as we have mentioned before, is not doing everything. We have a special remit and a focus remit that we are focusing on. So we are not doing training and capacity building outside the remit of ICANN and the technical quantifiers as such. But other players do. And we would definitely like to refer you to other players and help you to work with other players in areas of capacity building and hand-holding that are outside the remit of ICANN. So these are a couple of comments. My friend Jimson is right. Business users are needed to be involved within the stakeholder development process because they are the future investors. They are the future registrars. They are the future companies. They are building the future companies that will work on integrated services within within Africa. You are one of these pioneers, so provide us please with your input and guidance in that so that we can help. Thank you.
Quickly, well, of course, Tarek has touched upon most of the questions. Let me quickly go through some of them that are quite specific, and I would suggest that we talk to you later on. And apparently there's another session that's about to start here. So for NIRA, for the Academy, for instance, we would like to sit down with you and further discuss this form of collaboration. Same thing also with the youth question and IGF. All of those issues that you and those questions, we need to sit down because, as we said, ICANN is not the only one here. There are so many other partners that are around, and we can work out and see how you could work it. A good question from Chad. Okay, well, what is the African strategy vis-à-vis the transition? Well, I guess this is not about ICANN to tell us the strategy. The point is that we need to find a ways in which you really think about this sort of transition and then see how we really work out this in Africa itself. Well, for lack of time, the question Comoro of yes, no problem. This suggestion is retained in the visa issue. As for the script and the other, thank you very much for the offer. And if possible, we'd like to sit down with you later on and further discuss. So briefly, that's what I will say. We did have a question remotely online, but this is a good question on the insurance, waiver that was given to the registrar from Africa. That was triggered actually by the Africans themselves, the registrar who came up with the proposal. Now, that was discussed within the community. Now, how do we lower the entry barrier? Because that's the question that they're saying it's too expensive for them to enter the registrar business. This also is another issue, but we need to work about from the grassroots level because that's the way policy is developed. If you come up with a concrete solution, I'm certain that the board will discuss and act upon it. So now you have to be going through discussion on policy development process here. So, Mr. Chair, I will just stop here, and we are really open to sit down to some of you to further discuss. Thank you.
Yes, may I then? I think the rest of the questions that are outstanding will be posted online. The peer will take time to respond online. The city choices, etc. And I want to thank you all again for coming. There is another session that is due to commence, so we need to allow them to start their duties. Thank you for coming. Thank you, Africa.